This week's parasha is Parashas Dvarim. So it's Chumash Dvarim as well. So the whole Chumash is called after Eile Dvarim Asher Diber Moshe El Kol Yisrael Be'eva Yarden B'midbar B'arava Mul Suf Ben Paran Ben Tofel Avan V'chazor Dizahav. So Rashi explains here Eile Dvarim is a Divrei Tochachot. The whole of Chumash Dvarim is basically Divrei Tochachot. It's the Dvarim. Dvarim is usually Dvarim Kashim. Dibur is Dava Kashe. And Amira is Amira Raka. That's why it says, by Bnei Yisrael, the men were spoken with Dvarim, and the women were Amira. So there's two. So effectively, a Dava is a Dava Kashe. So this Sefer, it's called Mishneh Torah. It's a Chazar on the Torah, but it's a Chazar on the Torah in a specific way. It's a reshaping of the Torah based on what Klal Yisrael are now and what Moshe Rabbeinu is going to see is going to be the failures in Klal Yisrael, which brought them up to this point, that now entering Eretz Yisrael wasn't going to be entering with Moshe Rabbeinu anymore. It was going to be entering with Yeshua, and they weren't at the heights of Matan Torah. They had all the problems, like Rashi says, all these, the first pasuk, right, Bamidba. They weren't in the Midba, as Rashi said. And the Mashichisu Bamidba. Miten motain b'midba, ba'arava bishvil arava shachatu b'bal po'o, mul suf, amashim rubiyam suf, ein kvarim b'mitzrayim. They want to return Mitzrayim. There's no graveyards in Mitzrayim, right? And yam suf ben paran ben tofel avan. All these things were tochachot. They complained about the man. Shulavan. Nafshenu katze b'leshem ha'kolokot. They complained. V'chatzerot al machlokot korach. All these things, they're not. And on what Miriam chatzerot is the Loshon Hara, he says there. Dizaha was the egel. All these, the first pasuk is going through. So all of these were shoroshim of all the chataim of Klal Yisrael, which prevented them entering Eretz Yisrael, which prevented them with Moshe Rabbeinu. They lost the anhaga of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now the anhaga went over to Yeshua. Yeshua is known as the anhaga of Torah Shebal Peh. Moshe Rabbeinu is Torah Shebichtav. And these diburim, now Moshe Rabbeinu, before he's about to die, he's now giving over this whole sefer, which is Mishneh Torah, which is, in a certain sense, Mishneh Torah is a coming to state the Torah, but for Klal Yisrael, given their status, and to warn them about what's going to be batid. When we finish off, we'll finish off with Hazinu. Hazinu is going to be, right, Hazinu and Zara Bracha, it's going to be the Shoroshim of Klal Yisrael, the Tochachor of Klal Yisrael. And the Bracha is the Shoroshim Letov, but also it's hidden in there the tchunot of Klal Yisrael, and what Klal Yisrael has to be careful about doing properly, and what they're missing out on. And this is what Chumash Dvarim is. Like, in a certain sense, it's like the Torah Shebal Peh of the Torah, the first four books. It's a re-explanation for their lives of Klal Yisrael, and for what Moshe Rabbeinu is going to see is going to happen to Klal Yisrael in the future, all their future. So this is a very important sefer. This is the Torah Shebal Peh of Moshe Rabbeinu on the whole of Chumash. This is telling you where you stand, where Klal Yisrael stands. And the first pasuk is the pasuk of their ailment. It's like, you know, you go to a doctor, and the doctor says you have too much sugar in your bloodstream. Yeah, there's a chance of you getting, chas v'shalom, this person getting diabetes. You have high blood pressure. You have this. Now, if you take this diet and you look after yourself, and these pills and whatever, so you'll be okay. You don't, because of this ailment that you have, you can become a diabetes. You get a heart attack. Things can happen to you. You're no longer shalem. You know, you now brought yourself to a situation where you need to fix yourself. You need to have a special diet. You need to look after yourself. And that's what this tochacha is about. That's what Chumash Dvarim is about. It's now going to go and explain how the Klal Yisrael can keep themselves in Eretz Yisrael till Yemot HaMashiach and bring on Yemot HaMashiach. If we listen. But of course, we don't listen. And then all the tzaras happen. Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, we'll see, V'noshantam, which is the parasha that we read on Tisha B'Av. V'noshantam ba'aretz, right? And then we get dispersed in the goyim, and all the goddess that cap. And always Chumash Dvarim happens before Tisha B'Av. Because that's what Tisha B'Av is about. Tisha B'Av, it's called Av. It's called Father. It's the Shorish to the Tzoros of Klal Yisrael. Tisha B'Av means you don't have Beis HaMikdash. You don't have the Kesher to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We don't have that Kesher to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're lost. Klal Yisrael's whole tafkid in this world is to bring that Kesher that we have to Kadosh Baruch Hu and to connect the world to that Kesher, to that connection. We don't have that Kesher, we're lost. There's no tafkid in it. Av, the Gemara says, Avot Melachot, or Av Melachot, Avot, Mashmed Ika Toladot. Toladot Kayotze Behem, or Lav Kayotze Behem. The Toladot are like the Av, or not like the Av. Right? The Gemara goes through it. And it's interesting, the Gemara says, by Shabbos and by Bava Kam, which is Nezikin, Toladotem Kayotze Behem. By Tumas, Lav Kayotze Behem. Right? There's the Mazik, which represents the Ra in the world. The Shabbos, which represents the Tikkun in the world. Kiyotzi Behem. Yeah? And the Tuma, which is Chibul Mazik, or you can refrain from Tuma and you have Tara, it's Lav Kiyotzi Behem. It's in between. You understand what I'm saying? So here, we have Klal Yisrael went to the Midbar. They have all these ailments. Now Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to tell us, Toldoteim Kiyotzi Behem. What's going to be Nolad? There's an Av, there's Avot, Av represents the Avot, the Chibu to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we lost that Chibu. There's the repercussions to that. That's what Av's about. Chodesh Av is about us realizing we lost a Chibu. Why? Because of all these things that we did in the Midbar. These are mushrash in Klal Yisrael. The Chet HaEgel, Chazal say, every Chet has in it part of the Chet HaEgel. The Meraglim, the Loshon Hara Miriam, the Machlokus of Korach. Every Machlokus is because of the Machlokus of Korach. All Loshon Hara Miriam. All problems with Lashon Hara of Eretz Yisrael or coming to Eretz Yisrael, Emunin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Meraglim. Everything that we have a problem with, you have a heart problem, it's because of your high blood pressure. You have a sugar problem, it's because of your diabetes or the sugar content of you. Everything is associated with these Averas. That's the first Pasuk.
Which Averas?
The Averas, it's written in the first Pasuk. Yehenu said the first Pasuk, he hinted at the Averas of Klal Yisrael. These are our Averas in our time. These are the Av. These are the Avs of our Averas. All Averas come from these Avs. You understand? Go to a doctor and he gives you, okay, your whole Rishima, your whole list of all your ailments. And he's telling you what you should eat, what you shouldn't eat, what you should be careful with, what you shouldn't be careful with, what's okay for you to indulge with. That's what this Chumash is about. This Chumash is about our present, not the past. What Moshe Rabbeinu is now going to speak about is relevant to all of us in our everyday lives. So we have to think very strongly about them. So that's why this Chumash, it's not only Parshas Dvarim. It's Chumash Dvarim. It's called, like all the Chumashim are called on the first Parsha. And there's a reason for that. Because the first Parsha and the first Pasuk is really what the whole Chumash is about. This whole Chumash is the last days of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Tochacha of Moshe Rabbeinu, that we finally end up with Hazinu. The Shir that he warns us. And then the bracha, which he tells us, if we listen to this recipe, this is the brachas that we can have. And within the bracha, there's also hazara. There's also to be careful, right? About if you don't go in this way, it won't be a bracha. You understand? So that's what this chumash is about. So it's very relevant to our lives. This is our lives. So you have to work out how, now that we have these ailments, how we're supposed to live. And we lost our base in English. Because of Lashon Hara, because of Sinas Chilin, because of Ayamuna, because of all these things, because of the Chet HaEgel, all these things. So how do we regain? We have to come back and listen to this recipe. And Hazinu, Hashemayim Vadabera. You understand? So now when we learn this Chumash, it's very, very, makes very good sense that it's coming in Av. Because what we have to learn in Av is that the Av of all our Averis is our distance from the Beis HaMikdash. And if we know the Chet, which we do know, Chazal told us what the Chet of the Beis HaMikdash is. There's two Gemaras. One is Sinat Chinam, and one is because they were done Divrei Torah. They took people to Beis Din. They were makpid. They didn't done, the Gemara says, what do you expect to do? Dinei Akum? Says, no. They didn't do Lefnim Meshurus HaDin. They were particular. That's really the same thing of Sinat Chinam and Dan Din Divrei Torah. They were makpid on their din. You understand? So we know what our Averas are. What's our Averas? Hakpada. We're particular. We don't ma'avir amidotenu. We're particular with a fellow man. We don't v'hafter recha kamocha. There's no ahavat am Yisrael to the zulat. We're lacking in ahava. The purpose of mishpat in the Torah is not to justice. Like you know in America, courts of justice, we're going to bring justice to the world. No, that's not Jewish law. The purpose of Jewish law is not to bring justice to the world. The purpose of Jewish law is to bring shalom to the world. You dan lifnim reshuras adin. You make psharas. You don't dan al pi din. It's better to make two people who are fighting with each other shalom in Klal Yisrael. Make a pshara between them. You understand? Not to get the din, not me'ikra din. That's not what the Torah is about. The Gemara even says, you might think, Divrei Shalom Ba'alma Hu Da'asa. It's only Divrei Shalom. A dying in the city, Divrei Shalom. You might think it's only that. No, that's what Divrei Torah, that's what Mishpah. It's not like the law of the house of justice. Not justice. We're not looking to make justice. We're looking to any problems between two people to bring them to Shalom. That's what means this Nimra Shura Sadin. It's a completely different idea. Completely. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu has come to tell them that go, ra'en atati lifnechem et ha'aretz, I gave you Eretz Yisrael. Bo urshu, go enter it. Urshu et ha'aretz, take dominion of it. Asher nishba Hashem el avotechem, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, letet lehem. Gave it to you, swore to your fathers to give it to you, and to your children after you. Vayome alechem beitahi, lemo. Lo uchal levadi seit etchem. I no longer, right? And this is the same, yeah? Lo yuchal levadi, I have no longer koach leseit etchem. What do you mean I have no koach? So there's a Rashi here. Efsha, shelo ha Moshe yachol ladun, he couldn't judge them, et Yisrael, Adam shotzi mitzrayim, the man that took them out of Egypt, the Karal Hemetayam, and split the sea. Vorid the man. He brought them man. Vigiz slav, brought them the slav. Lo hayechola dunam. He couldn't paskin for them. It was too much for him. Elekach amar lahem. Hashem Elokeichem, hirbe etchem, higdil etchem. He made you into a big nation. Hirim etchem, he lifted you up. Al dayanechem, on your people who judge you. Natel et onish michem, he took the onish from you. Nitnu al dayanim, and put it on the dayanim. V'ken amar shlomo, right? So he says, El kachama shlomo, ein dayne umezu kadayne sha umot of the kachomim. Shim dan v'horeg u'maka v'chonek u'mate et adin. Gozel ein b'kach klum. If the goy does that, he does the improper din. Nothing happens to him. Ani im chayavti momen. If I did it incorrectly, I have to pay back. Shlo kadin lefashas. Ani nitva shneema v'kava et kovehem nefesh. That means a dayan is in charge. He makes a mistake. He has to take out his, he's the one who has to pay for it, yeah? He has to pay for it. So now he's saying, I don't have the koch. That responsibility is too big. Hashem Elokei Avotechem Yosef Alechem Kechem Elef Pa'amim V'yorech Etchem Kasher Dibeh Alechem. Now it says, Eicha. This Eicha is the shorash of all the Eichas. Eicha as esa levadi tarchachem masechem verivachem. How can I carry this? Im omer lekabel scha lo uchal. Zu shamati lechem lo me'atzmi ani omer lechem ele mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tarchachem. Melamed Shai Yisrael tarchanim. He would say, one would bring a raya, the other guy would say, wait, I have other edim. Wait, I'm bringing this thing. Now, what's the big deal about it? Masachem, your weight. Masachem, your weight. No, your masachem. Melamed, no. Melamed shahayu apikosim. They were apikosim, the generation. That was the weight of Moshe Rabbeinu, that there were people who didn't believe in the Torah.
When?
In the time of Moshe Rabbeinu.
Really?
Igdim Moshe, let's say, Amru, Mara'a ben Amram, let's say. Why is it coming out? Shema Einu Shafui betoch beto. Maybe he's fighting with his wife. Iche, let's say, he came out later, right?
Came out where?
He came out later from his tent. Amru, Mara'a ben Amram shelo, let's say. Why is he came out late? Ma'atem sovrim, Yoshev yetzelechem aetzot. Raot, he's planning bad things against you. V'choshev aleim machshavot, he's thinking thoughts against you. There were people like that in Am Yisrael. That was a masa for Moshe Rabbeinu. Rivachem, melamed shayu roganim. There were people who would fight, were fighters, would get angry and fight. Hello, what's happening here? This is Am Gdor Dea. What's he saying here? He says people aren't putting on tefillin. He's saying people aren't doing mitzvahs benanon l'chavera, tefillin, eating matzahs. What's the problem with Klal Yisrael? Midot. The istaklut, the ayin ra that they have. That they're getting angry. The what else? That's eicha. We lost our Beis HaMikdash not because we weren't frumis. We didn't lose it and we don't lose it. That's not our problem. The problem isn't the white shirt and the velvet kippah. That's not the problem. Everyone can wear a white shirt and a velvet kippah and it means not a lot. How you behave means a lot. How you interact means a lot. That's what's being saying here. And that was too much for Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Eicha. How can I? And that's the Eicha. We lost Beis HaMikdash not because we weren't from, not because we weren't keeping Shabbos, because of Sinat Chinam. Because we didn't respect a fellow man. And we've been told, Rabbi Akiva, was the time of the Chorban, Klal Gadol B'Tera, V'Hafta L'Ra'echa Kamocha. That means the shorish of our problem is the Amidot. That's where we have to work on. And the shorish of all Midot is Yirat Shemayim, but more important is Chesed. Yira is mitzad the gvura of the midah. That's the low taseh, not to do an avera. But to do a mitzvah, the aseh of the mitzvah is chesed. To be a giving person. That's what Rabbi Yehiyah said. Klal gadol b'Torah v'ahavta rechah kamocha. What we're missing, the av that we're missing, that the toldos of kiyotze b'hem, isn't being frum. It's not, that's not our problem. We have better tefillin than our grandfathers. We have more kosher matzahs than our grandfathers and our great-grandfathers. But they had better midas. Says the Gro, Yiridas Hadoros is in midas, is in character trait. That's what you have to realize. Av means is an av. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu is complaining about. That's why we lost Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what was too much for Moshe Rabbeinu. Because we weren't living on the level of Klal Yisrael. All our tochachot weren't about us being from. They weren't about being from. They were midot. Emuna, Loshon Hara, Machloket. Argument. If we, it's so simple what's being said in Chumash, but we all don't think about it. Coronavirus, whatever happens, it ore. What will it ore? Where's it ore root? Has to be Ben Avraham Chavero. Has to be in Abbas Yisrael. We're working on that. We're thinking about that. The Rambam says, if bad happens, it's not happening only to Am Yisrael, and anti-Semitism is growing in the world, to awaken us, to tell us, hey, wake up. 75% assimilation in America. Now you're going to get all these Muslims in America who hate Israel, and then they equate Israel. They already, you know what they're talking about? It's, show me. One of my students. What are they talking about? You know, there's a solution for Eretz Yisrael. There's a solution for the Arab-Israeli problem. Get rid of Israel. Yeah. You heard that? You heard such a thing? Solution. Get rid of Israel. There won't be any problems, Arab-Israeli problem. No longer have an Israel. You call it Palestine. It's a secular country. Make it into a secular country where ethnic Jews and ethnic Arabs live together. They can get intermarried. They can do whatever they want. Whose idea was that? The first Zionists. That was the idea. Did they want a Jewish state? They want a secular state with a Jewish nation, not the Jew. Once we have a nation, we don't need this thing called Judaism. Falafel is good enough. Falafel, by the way, is Arab. It's nothing Jewish about falafel. You know, schnitzel is German. Nothing Jewish about schnitzel. I don't know gefilte fish, but I'm sure that's also some German or some Hungarian dish. But it's not Jewish. I don't think it's Jewish food. We're so important for us food.
Right.
It's so important for us food. French make nice cakes. Right? Yeah, I hear. Germans make beer and hamburgers or whatever. And Americans make it into fast food. Jews, you heard about Jews making food? Chamin, okay, chamin, that's the only thing. Okay. We didn't bring cuisine to the world. We brought ideas, we brought Torah, we brought values. We brought morality. That's what we're here for. We're forgetting. We're forgetting what we're here for. We're forgetting that's what Tisha B'Av's about. We have days of Avelis. What's Avelis mean? Aval, but look what we lost. We're an Aved on ourselves. That's why we have this Parsha of Tochacha. This Parsha of Tochacha, we should be reading it, and every word here is about where we need to be improving. As a nation, and of course if it's as a nation, there's an individual in that nation who has also these problems. That's why it says in the Shorish in this Parsha, that like the main thing that this Parsha goes into detail is what? The Chedam Araglim. We'll send people. They'll dig. They'll look for a reason not to enter Eretz Yisrael. Not to tour the Eretz that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted. To look for a lila not to enter Eretz Yisrael. To complain. Today, we complain. Complain about our wives, complain about our children, complain about everything around us. Complain. Complain about the job situation. Complain about the prime minister. Complain about the coronavirus. Complain about Hashem. Just complain. What's the shortage of that? Bad midas. What's the shortage of bad midas? We're looking at ourselves. You know, I saw a documentary that's saying narcissism, love of self, is growing in the world. It is growing in the world. There's more people who have narcissist personalities than there were previously. What does that mean? That means there are more selfish people in the world. How do you get selfish people? Bitav be'enai adava. In my eyes, it was good. V'kach michem, shnei masa anashim, ish echad l'shavet. It's going through the whole story. And then what it says. So then it says, "Va'ana anachnu olim achenu himasu et levavenu lemo am gadol v'ram mimenu arim gdolot mitzurot b'shamayim." You melted their hearts. The trust that they had in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you took it away.
Who took it away?
The Meraglim, yeah. He must not have been. For Gam Bnei Akim, we saw the giants there. You took away what Akadosh Baruch Hu took out of the best country in the world in daylight. Not a slave left Mitzrayim. They didn't have technology, they had Kishuv, which was better than technology. You know, Trump doesn't manage with all his barbed wire, it doesn't manage to stop prevent any Mexicans coming. The biggest technological country in the world. No, Mexicans still get in there. Israel, with all their walls, Arabs still dig in there and get in there. Mitzrayim, not one slave left because of the Kishuv. They were sholed in the world. Because what took you out? What's the problem? To enter Eretz Yisrael. You have a Kodesh Baruch on your side. What are you scared of? You saw the Nisim in Mitzrayim. You saw Kriyas Yam Suf. You saw you were uncovered. You had man. Where? What happened to you?
Sure.
The root of everything. If you give your child everything.
Right.
You give your child everything. He's completely dependent. Mm-hmm. He grows up to be an adult. He can face the world. Mm-hmm. No. Klal Yisrael were a child. They were being developed. They were supposed to now enter Israel, Eretz Yisrael, plow the land, live with the Kodesh Baruch Hu in a regular way. A child, most children, and I'm telling you something, I don't think it's a psychological thing, but it's very, very common. Most children, and even today, many adults, do not want to grow up. They don't want to get responsibility. Today, people don't want to get married. Why? And have children. Why? They don't want the responsibility of children. They don't want the achrayus of caring for another person. They just want to have fun and enjoy life. That's a child. That's a psychology of a child.